Hello, welcome, Mark. Thanks for staying tuned. It is Hard Fact in Nigeria, info in the Herald Harcourt, your number one talk station. I'm Dio. Let's talk. It's 8 minutes gone past 4 p.m. And next up, here's the matter of discourse. Story cuts it this day. INEC shifts governorship assembly elections to March 18. Now, here's a bit of the story. INEC has announced that it has shifted the governorship and state houses of assembly elections scheduled to hold on Saturday, March 11 to March 18. INEC National Commissioner, Chairman, Voter Education and Publicity, Festus Okoye, in a statement issued on Wednesday night, said this decision had not been taken lightly, but it was necessary to ensure that there was adequate time to back up the data stored on the over 176,000 BVAS machines from the presidential and national assembly elections held on 25th February 2023, and then to reconfigure them for the governorship and state assembly elections. And the court last week stopped the commission from tampering with the BVAS deployed in the presidential and national assembly elections. In a motion and notice brought by Labour Party and its presidential candidate, Peter Obi, and the PDP. However, this request was opposed by INEC, which claimed that the said BVAS machines, which the plaintiff sought a restraining order, are to be deployed for the governorship and state houses of assembly elections slated for March 11. The commission had submitted that in order to deploy the BVAS for the March 11 polls, it would require their reconfiguration, praying the court against granting the order so as to not stall the March 11 elections. But the Court of Appeal sitting in Abuja has given permission to INEC to reconfigure the BVAS used for the conduct of the February 25 presidential and national assembly elections. We're discussing this development in this hour, and I'm asking you, does shifting the election date in any way compromise the integrity of the elections, in your opinion? Let's get your take. We're live on Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, also via YouTube, Nigeria Info PH. At the appropriate time, do call 070-093-093. But joining me via phone for this conversation at this time is an associate professor of public law at the Rivers State University, former chairman, Nigeria Bar Association, the Amok Branch, Barrister Richard Wokocha. Barrister Wokocha, good evening to you. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Good evening, Dario, and good evening, Nigerians.
Let's start on this note. Can INEC shift election dates based on our current electoral laws?
Yes. By the provision of Section 24 of the Electoral Act 2022, INEC has power to postpone an election where the need arises.
Now, does the law that you're referencing, does it stipulate or does it provide for any circumstances for allowing for such a shift? Or is this shift, as has been declared by INEC now or at any other time, is it solely on at the discretion of INEC?
It's at the, it's not entirely at the discretion of the INEC. Because the law gives some circumstances in which that can happen. One is where there is an emergency. One is where there is a natural disaster. In any of these cases, INEC can act. But where there is any other reason that makes it difficult for the election to be held, that will also fall within the circumstances. Under subsection 3 of that section, where it is impossible, any circumstance in which it is impossible for the election to be held, or it is difficult for the election to be held, whether there is a threat to peace or security of the lives and of electoral officers, or the general inclement environment within which to hold it. So it's large enough, wide enough for technical situation to be read in or to fall within.
Now, however, with the elections, we do have timetables, we do have timelines. There are timelines for which an administration or a term of government must end. and another must, a new one must commence. Does this allowance for shifting of dates or election timings, does it in any way, is there any consideration given for election timelines and when an administration must end and a new one must commence?
Yes, even though the law does not specifically name that, in fixing elections, that is a consideration for an administration must end at the end of 4 years from this election for the offices for which INEC conducts elections. And so elections must be held in good time for a new administration to be ready to take over from the outgoing administration. So yes, I guess that's why you have the elections holding in February and March, so that you will have been done with the elections and the contestations of the outcome of the election before May 29th, when the lifespan of the outgoing government will end.
Now, does INEC require the permission or anyone's permission, maybe the executive or even the judiciary, to shift an election?
No, it does not. The language of the law is very clear. It's not a very long one. I can just read the relevant section. Quote, where a date has been appointed for the holding of an election and there is reason to believe that a serious breach of the peace is likely to occur if the election is proceeded with on that date, or it is impossible to conduct the election as a result of natural disaster or other emergency, the commission may postpone the election and shall, in respect of the area or areas concerned, appoint another date for the holding of the postponed election, provided that such reason for the postponement is cogent and verifiable. So all that is required is that there is a situation, a natural disaster or any other emergency. And I think that any other emergency will accommodate the current circumstance in which the need for time to technically prepare or to prepare the technical equipment for the conduct of the election has arisen as a result of the contestations at the tribunal, which delayed the possibility of doing it within the time it should have been done. So I think that will fall within such emergency. It does not require approval by a court or by any other authority for it to do so. The law simply prescribes the circumstances in which it can act. And once those circumstances arise, it falls within the powers of INEC to act in the circumstance.
I would like to get your perspective on this circumstance, or this particular circumstance, in a moment. But before that, you just stated that INEC does not require the permission of a court before it can exercise this power to postpone the election, as it were. However, can one not say, however, that the actions of the court in this case may be responsible, or even is responsible, for this postponement at this time? It could be argued, if the court had not restrained INEC from going ahead with the reconfiguring, what happened, I think, sometime last week or so, Friday or thereabouts, we may not be in this situation now. And then the court's most recent order is what has thus allowed for INEC to go ahead with reconfiguring the BVAS. So some way or another, directly or maybe more precisely, indirectly, the court has had some interplay, some has played some role in determining when INEC can conduct the governorship and assembly elections.
If you adopt a very wide and fluid definition, yes, that line of argument can be maintained. But in truth, that is really not the situation. The court did not at any time have to decide on whether elections should go on or not, or whether INEC should proceed with the conduct of the remaining parts of the election. But something the court is seized of, something that is subject matter of electoral appeal before the court, is what has occasioned the change. The court had approved for parties who applied to inspect the documents of the election, including the machines used, the Beavers machine. The court had given that approval. Now, in doing that, it wasn't confirmed that the next election. INEC application was for leave for it to reconfigure, because that is part of what is affected by the order made by the court, giving leave to the contesting parties to examine the document or inspect the document used for the election in respect of which they have come to the court. And so the time within which the court granted INEC permission to proceed with reconfiguring of the device that is to be used is what has occasioned this. But the court was not directly dealing with the timeline for the election. Our next reason, as it has stated, is that we were permitted yesterday to go ahead with reconfiguring, but we will have just today and tomorrow to do that. And we are dealing with about 176 Beavers machines, 176,000 Beavers machines. It will be difficult for us to do that within the 2 days and be ready to distribute them and be ready for election on Saturday. For that reason, we are postponing the election by 1 week to enable us to tidy up what is the technical necessity for the election. So the court was not dealing with the timeline for the election and did not give any order concerning that. It only dealt with the issues with documents and items that are subject of the case before it. But that dealing and the timeline required for the court to make pronouncement on it has now occasioned a technical problem which has caused INEC to do what it has done now. So the court did not deal directly with timeline. That timeline is still INEC's responsibility.
Technically then, does this imply that if anyone has a grouse with how INEC is conducting the process or with any part of the process, you know, can go to court, whether in this instance or even future elections, secure an ex parte order which will impact on the conduct of the elections, either stalling the election or causing that election to be postponed? Does this mean that the law allows for that and that can happen at any time, thereby disrupting the timetable of the elections?
Courts do not grant certain orders easily, especially orders to restrain the constitutional office from conducting its constitutional responsibility. It's like taking an injunction restraining the police from investigating a matter. No court will grant you such injunction, because the executive function of investigation is a constitutional responsibility which they have to do. The court will not grant you that. So I am sure if you approach the court to say stop INEC from conducting this election within the time they want to do it, it should be done at a different time for ABC reasons I have. I'm not sure any court will grant you that order. I'm not sure any court will grant an order to stop the conduct of the election for a personal reason you are given. Or a reason you say touches on your right. I'm not sure that any court will do that, because it will amount to asking INEC to stop the conduct of his performance of his function under the Constitution. For that reason that you are stating, that will not easily be done.
Technically,
unless it's... Yes.
Go ahead, please. Unless it's what?
I was saying unless it's something that touches on the validity, constitutional validity of what you're talking about. For instance, if the wrong officers are proceeding or they are acting in violation of the law, they have failed to do what the law says should be done in fixing election, and you are questioning the court to say that they have to do that, the court can then give you attention. But certainly not for I want to stop the election, I'm avoiding the election because of one thing or the other. No, the court should not do that.
Now, technically speaking, is it possible for either by matters brought before the courts or court orders or ex parte orders or some other scenario, is it possible for the elections to be postponed in such a manner that the timelines will be so disrupted such that the constitutionally guaranteed or the term predetermined time for a new administration to commence, that time would elapse but because of the timing of the conduct or the rescheduling or postponement of elections, we are not able to meet the timelines as set in the law. Is that possible, technically?
Many things are possible, though highly improbable and not likely to ever happen. The responsibility to postpone is annex, and the law giving them that power in that section requires them to name the date when it will be reconducted. So INEC cannot name a date that is beyond the lifetime of the administration under which is conducting the election, because its constitutional responsibility is to back a new government that the outgoing government will hand over to. So it's most unlikely that you can have a situation where INEC will postpone the entire election beyond the constitutional period or constitutional lifetime of an existing government under which it is supposed to conduct those elections to produce a replacement. It is most unlikely.
I was going to ask you earlier on what your assessment of this reason is for this postponement. Well, that may not have a direct legal implication or legal leaning, but I'd like your assessment nonetheless.
Well, I think my assessment is that the grounds on which they have postponed is reasonable. I'm not an IT expert, but as a citizen or as a lawyer, if you ask me to construe whether it is reasonable expectation for 176 machines to be reset, 76,000 machines to be reset within 48 hours, not just reset, but to be reset and distributed nationwide, I think it's too short. It's something I will not consider possible. So I think in the circumstance, my assessment is that the ground, the postponement, is reasonable and is sanctioned by the disputations that have already commenced concerning the election that was conducted on 25th of February. So I think it's a reasonable ground. I do not think it's one that I will entertain or exercise some fear on the behavior of INEC. It's for me practicable. It's for me practical and reasonable.
Well, I'll be speaking with an IT expert in the next hour on the matter, so we'll get his take on that. However, the lines are open right now. Join the conversation, if you will. The number to call, 070-093-093. A reminder, if you're just joining, Barrister Okocha joins me via phone for this conversation. We're discussing the postponement by INEC of the governorship and assembly elections by a week. So instead of this Saturday, the elections will now be held next week, Saturday. Let's get your take. Once again, lines up and call 070-093-093. And do note as well that we are live on facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. Also live via Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Remember to check out our YouTube page as well, Nigeria Info PH. Do like and follow these pages as appropriate. I do have a question here, a message in the form of a question right now. And someone's asking. I'll come to that shortly. Let's take a call right now. Hello, Hard Factor. Welcome. Please go ahead. Hello?
Good evening, please.
You're welcome. Go ahead. Hello? Hello, are you there? All right, if you can hear me, do call back if you can. Once again, number is 070-093-093. Now, here's the question from earlier. Please, is reconfiguration part of the law for BVAS? Please, could you respond to that? Does the law have to contain provisions for reconfiguring of BVAS for INEC to request that or even go ahead to do it as well?
BVAS is not in the law. BVAS is not in the law. It's a technical process determined by INEC, deployed by INEC for the election, contained in this regulation, but it's not part of the law. Once you mention the use of an electronic device, it's a necessary expectation, expectation, that the price will be set up, and you have to use it for a number of times. I believe it's also a natural expectation that you may have to configure. Once a thing is to be configured, then reconfiguring follows as a logical necessity. So I believe that it had to be configured for the election. It will follow that it will be necessary to configure it for another election. But then, as I said, it's part of the levers that you can find. They will have to speak on that.
Thank you, Rastam. Hello.
Electronic devices.
Yeah, good evening, Dario.
Hi, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
This is Kowate Magnus Ren from Port Harcourt. I greet your online guest. Barrister, good evening.
Go ahead, please.
I want to say that INEC have a lot to do in this election. The hope of a common man depend on INEC. And so if they have told us that they have to work and reconfigure the machine, they should do that properly. So that come March 18, I'm going back here to reverse it. Reverse people can vote and their vote will count. We will not experience what we experienced on the 5th. We need credible election where it will be one man, one vote. One commissioner, one vote, one carpenter, one vote, and our votes will count. I think from this, we can be happy with them. But for now, I think majority, we are not happy with INEC. So I want them to do more, work on. We have given them money, Nigerians have given them money, and we expect them to do their job professionally.
All right,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. 913, hello, you're welcome as well. Go ahead.
Hello, Dario, good evening.
Yeah, go ahead.
Good evening, Barrister.
Go ahead, please.
For me, my name is Don Pedro, calling from Okwazi. I don't know whether, first of all, we got the best machine in terms of the beaver. One question, did we get the best? Where did we get this from? So much money was put in, given to INEC to organize this election. Secondly, I, as a person, seriously doubt the integrity of INEC and what they're about to do. Is it to expand the memory of this machine? Is it that this machine cannot conduct the two elections successfully? Did they not envisage it?
Pedro, pardon me. You right now you are speaking, whilst your observations are cogent and relevant, you are speaking to the technicality of the BVAS machine. However, well, that will be discussed in detail in the next hour. Right now, the legality or otherwise of the extension is what's being discussed.
Okay. I hope in where the legality, I may not be able to talk much. I'm an IT person, so maybe I'll wait until that guy comes in.
Please do that. Thank you. All right. Once again, 070-093-093 is the number to call. Join via facebook.com/Nigerians4PH. Speaking of which, via Facebook, Ademola Demi goes, to me, yes, I don't see any reason for INEC to shift in the election. Obilo Stanley goes, yes, I want INEC to reconfigure the machines. And Edwin Green, Dial, yes, it'll give room for compromise and suspense to the mind of citizens, is a question via Facebook, by the way, asking if the shifting of election dates, in your opinion, might compromise the integrity of the election. Francis Inamanda goes, greetings. The postponement of governorship posts will either directly or indirectly affect those who are fixed events and some other programs on the new dates. Outside this, the shift is a welcome development as it will offer INEC ample opportunity to correct some shortcomings and irregularities witnessed during the presidential polls. However, I am calling fellow electorates not to be deterred but endeavor to come out in their numbers to exercise their franchise. Hopefully, Nigerian judiciary will do the needful by rectifying the outcomes of presidential election. God help us. All right. Once again, number is 070-093-093. Join us via Facebook and Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. Good afternoon. Innocent from Innocent goes, must INEC approach the local to seek permission before it can reconfigure the BVAS machine? Innocent, I did ask Barrister Okocha a similar question earlier on. His response was no. And I should point out, Innocent, INEC did not go to court to seek the court's permission. Someone else went to court, and that matter is what led to the delay in doing that. Hello, Hartford, welcome. Please go on.
Hello.
Turn off your radio set, please, and go ahead.
Is
Turn off your radio set, please, and go ahead.
Is this a Nigeria Echo?
You are live on radio for the last time. Please turn off your radio set and proceed.
Hello?
Once again, the number to call, 070-093-093. That's 070-093-093. Join us live as well by Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. And once the call is answered, do please immediately turn off your radio set. How to find you? Welcome. Please go on. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
You're welcome. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Please, my question is this. Why would INEC went to court to obtain permission to reconfigure the beaver?
If you have been listening to the show so far, I just responded to that question. My guest, Barrister Wokocha, responded to a similar question I asked him earlier on. INEC did not go to court to seek permission. Some other parties went to court on a different matter, really. On a related matter, and the court addressed that. So it was not INEC that went to court to seek the court's permission.
Okay. Again. All right. If that is the case, I hope that is considered this FIBA. They will not alter the system, the whole system that gave them the result of announcing the presidential
discussions on the technicality will be on in the next hour. Barrister Wokocha, you wanted to say something? Go ahead, please.
Yeah. I was just going to clarify that prior to our next request to the court, parties had gone to the court to seek leave to inspect the documents and items used for the election, and the court granted that leave. It tends to be inspected, necessarily included the beaver's machine. And so if INEC has to do anything with that beaver's machine that will involve altering its state at the moment, then it became necessary for it to take leave to do so. Because INEC had assured that the document, the content of the beaver's used for the election of February 25 are backed up and are available online. They are backed up and that they can be requested and certified copies can be issued. So it will not affect the information that those who are in court need concerning the context of the beaver's machine for the February election. But because it is part of the items affected by the order made in favor of parties who are in court, seeking one player or the other concerning that election, it became necessary for them to seek leave of court before they can tamper with it to use it for the next election.
Thanks for the clarification, Barrister. Hello, Heart Frank to Walker. Yeah. Why did INEC not tell us before now that after the presidential and National Assembly elections, it will need to reconfigure the BVAS machine? That's for Mike. Barrister, I know you're not on the show as spokesperson for INEC, but do you have any thoughts on this? Mike is asking why INEC did not inform.
INEC did not have to tell you every step how they will include the codes and how they will take necessary steps to configure it and all that. Those are things that come with use of machines. But we have said again that, excuse me, this would not have been necessary but for the fact that the machines are affected by an existing order made by the court. It's natural that if you're using a machine, you will turn it on, you will configure it, you will do what needs to be done. And I'm not sure that INEC was supposed to announce all of that, how it will be turned on, to be configured and all that. So I don't think those are necessary things that they needed to have announced. Use of machine is use of machine. You turn it on, you configure it, and you apply it to the use for which you want to apply it.
Hans Fangselo, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Good evening, guy.
Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Go ahead, please. battles at Edge on issue Twitter. I don't see the shift as a compromise to the integrity of the election. Rather, it will allow INEC reconfigure the BVAS to avoid any excuses over any glitches. That will create space for rigging of the election like what we experienced in the presidential election. Hans Falsk, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Dayo.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, my suggestion is, I believe a problem. Hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think, I believe the problem and what causes the adjustment of the, you know, the election of a governorship election and all that. I believe the INEC did not do what they are supposed to do from the beginning. Because if they should conducted presidential election the way it ought to be, there should be no need for any adjustment in, you know, governorship election, because everything would have been uploaded and been directed the way it ought to be before now. So there wouldn't have been need for any adjustment in this governorship election.
I have an IT consultant who will be with me in the studio in the next hour. We will explore the technicalities of all of this in that hour. Thanks for calling in, though. Hello, Hard Fact, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Hi, go ahead.
Yes, my name is Ameti, calling from Oluwabasanjo.
Do go ahead, please.
Yes, I greet the Honorable Councillor.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Straight to your comment or question.
Yes, I want to ask a question concerning the inspection of the presidential electoral materials that was used on 25th of February. And I make the agreed parties apply to the court to inspect them while INEC is on the counter side, saying they should not. So I want to know, finally, now that the court has given order to INEC to reconfigure the system, the device, which of them is ongoing now? Is it the agreed political parties inspecting the materials or INEC reconfiguring? Thank you, sir.
Okay, all right. A somewhat convoluted question. Barrister, did you get it? And what's your response?
I think I got it.
Okay.
Configuring of machine for use is the function of those who are using it. When the companies do not use the BVAS machine, INEC deploys the BVAS machine, so they will have to do the configuration. Not the political parties. But I think the government has to state that the court did not change the previous order it made. The parties, and I think three major parties, have applied for that leave and they have obtained that leave to inspect the materials used for the election. That is still on. And I assured that in this address yesterday, it has assured that the content of the beavers is downloaded and that is available online, and the parties can apply for a certified two copies and they will be issued. So I guess that even for the court to grant the application, there is that certainty. The court must have been assured of that fact, that those information are necessary for deciding the cases before the court are available, as they have said that they are uploaded, they are there on their website, and that you can apply for the title copy. But it doesn't affect the right of parties to inspect materials.
All right, I hope that's clear enough. Once again, 070-093-093. Let's get to your thoughts, comments, questions once again. Omiriji goes, why did INEC distribute sensitive materials before postponing the election? I would like to proffer a response to that, and that is these timetables or timelines or series of events have been pre-programmed before now, including distribution of sensitive materials. INEC did not wake up one day and decide, oh, should we distribute today? This had been set up already like clockwork. It was supposed to be distributed at a certain time. And if not for the delay in reconfiguring these machines as brought on by the court processes instituted by third parties, by the way, the election very likely would have held this Saturday. But the court orders or court processes did not affect distribution of sensitive materials, which is possibly why the materials were distributed in spite of this extension. What do you make of my assessment, Barrister Okocha?
Thank you, Inoda. Materials that were to be distributed must have been distributed. This decision was reached. I think we are informed in a meeting that was held yesterday after they received the order of the court, which must have been necessitated by the need to assess the situation and to ask themselves within 48 hours they can attain configuration and redistribution of the entire Beavers machine to all the units that require them. So, just as you said, there are timelines for all actions, and all actions that are supposed to be taken before yesterday or before the close of yesterday when the decision was made must have been taken as projected and as planned.
All right. Also, another interesting, I dare say, question here as well. Please, I want to ask if Obi and Atiku will be allowed to inspect, just a moment, will be allowed to inspect the BVAS machines before the reconfiguration of the machines by INEC for election on the 18th of March. Odi might send that. And I don't think that's going to happen at all, considering once again the position of the court that INEC can go ahead with the reconfiguring and that whatever data is contained in the BVAS be downloaded to its back-end server. And
yeah, it's already backed up. So they will access the backup, they will access the information they want, the backup data.
So, Odemar, once again, that's not going to happen. What the parties were seeking initially was both a physical and other related inspections of the BVAS machines, but that would not happen any longer, given the order of the court. However, they will still get access to the data contained in the machines once they apply to INEC via INEC's backend servers, of course. Also, good afternoon, Dio and Professor Wokocha. If INEC claims that they were unable to upload the data in the backend as directed by the court's ruling, but they ended up having the BVAS reconfigured, what are the implications for litigants in the various tribunals who need the BVAS data INEC were unable to hypothetically upload? But failed to upload, and answer Michael. So, just for the benefit of any other person who did not completely get that question, I'm sure Barrister Wokocha got it. What Michael is asking is the court has ordered INEC now to ensure that any data contained in the BVAS is uploaded to its backend servers. Anyone who requires such information can request it from INEC. INEC, go ahead, reconfigure the BVAS. Michael is asking, in the hypothetical scenario that some of the data contained in the BVAS is not uploaded or downloaded, as the case may be, for whatever reason, and the reconfiguring of the BVAS goes ahead nonetheless, which might imply, might, I use the word might deliberately because I'm no IT person, I'm not sure Michael is either, which might imply that the data might be lost. What would be the implication of that, Professor Okocha?
I think we're spiraling away a bit away from the fact. The court did not order INEC to back up. Those are assurances given by INEC itself. The prayer before the court was the necessity of reconfiguring the things for the next election, and that's what the court dealt with. Even though we're not privileged at the moment to see the text of the enrolled order of the court, but the court dealt with the leave to go on with reconfiguration, and not I did not anywhere read that the court directed them to. They gave the assurance that these things are backed up. They are there on our system. The record of accreditation for every unit is in the system, and what is uploaded is available on the IRF. You want certified two copies, apply for them, we shall give it to you. So that was their own assurance, not order of court. So the chances of their failing to comply with what the court directed does not arise, because that is not part of the issues that were before the court. But I guess that if a person who is given leave to obtain a document or relevant information is denied that information, that would be a matter for the court to act on. But that is not exactly what is before us here. They assured that this information are backed up
in their systems, and that it can be obtained by anybody who applies for certified truck.
Also, and I see someone sent this in, George particularly goes, the word reconfigure can mean a lot of things in law. Is that true? Because someone told me that it can still mean delete, destroy, terminate, etc. That's from George. I suspect strongly that you use a smartphone or some smart device, which is why you're able to send this message in. You could just do a quick search for the meaning of the word reconfigure. But if George is referring to legal interpretation strictly, I think I would refer that to Barrister Okocha then. So, Barrister, in law, can reconfigure mean delete, destroy, or terminate?
What reconfigure will mean in law will depend on the circumstance in which the technology is used. So when you're talking of a putting accreditation machine, reconfigure will mean resetting. So if it was set for purposes of presidential and national assembly election prior to this time, it will mean resetting it, removing the presidency and the national assembly, which has been done, and feeding in the necessary information and data for conduct of governorship and House of Assembly elections. So reconfigure will, in any circumstance, depend on the surrounding environment, the circumstance in which it is being used, the action with which it is going. To the best of my knowledge, reconfigure used in the case of Givers for election purposes will mean resetting it for purposes of the coming election, the category of election that is holding now. That will mean removing the previous setting, which was for presidential and national assembly, and setting it on the right data for governorship and House of Assembly, not destruction and all that.
Or deletion. And George...
Or deletion. Content backed up. It's not deleted.
I hope George is still listening. So the word reconfigure comes from... to configure, comes from configure. So if you do a quick Google search, configure means to arrange or configure, that is, means to arrange or order a computer system or an element of it so as to fit for a designated task. That's what it means to configure. Now, reconfigure means to configure something differently. Reconfigure means to configure in a different way, so to speak, or to configure again. Basically, and I hope, and nothing about the word configure suggests a deletion or destruction or anything of that nature. Once again, to configure means to arrange or to order a computer system or an element of it so as to fit it for a designated task. Destruction doesn't seem to come in that scenario at all. We are wrapping up the discussions shortly. Good afternoon. Now that the election has been postponed more like it, and sensitive materials have been distributed, let's not forget how our honorables behave whenever they see sensitive materials. Now, it's a guest assuring us that our honorables will act honorably regarding wherever those materials are. That's from Noble. Noble, my guest cannot speak for honorables as to how they will comport themselves, but I expect that INEC will ensure that these materials are kept safely before the election. So, Barrister, your thoughts on that?
I agree with you completely. There are approved places for keeping them, and they must be in those designated approved places and safe places. So unless something out of the ordinary happens, they should be safe for use at the right time.
All right, so Barrister, finally, as we wrap it up right now, is there any possible, maybe besides the
possible... Every election is important. This one is almost even more important than the last one. Citizens should come out and exercise their franchise. We should not be discouraged by moves like this, which for me is necessary, necessitated by actions in court. We shouldn't discourage citizens. Citizens should prepare, come out and exercise their franchise and vote for their... is there a candidate. In the end, I'm sure it's going to be all right for us as a country.
Well, thanks for joining the conversation, and thanks to my guest as well, Barrister Okocha's former chairman, Nigeria Bar Association, Omok Branch, also associate professor of public law at the River State University. Barrister Okocha, many thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.